Your mom's guilty pleasures.
Oh, we're back. We're happening. And we're a podcast. It's your mom's guilty pleasures. Chris Libertini, John Mingione, and Lexi, i.e. Peveraro. We are doing a podcast. And today we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to all of our hearts. And that is double standards. What are they? Sometimes they're on this side. Sometimes they're on that side. You know, sometimes you see something. Tell me more, Johnny. Tell me more.
If you see something, say something.
Say something.
Say something if you see something. Yes. I'm seeing plenty of things right now, and I'm saying things about
them.
There's a water bottle in front of me. That was bad.
Did you fill it yourself?
So
I didn't.
Did you fill it yourself, or did Lexi fill it?
Can we edit that out?
Yeah.
Can we cut that out? Well, Lexi and I were talking about double standards the other day because... So I took a naked photo and I posted it to my Instagram. We talked about that. We've talked about that in a previous episode. Yeah,
and you had a very nice ass.
Naked from the back.
Right. Well,
you
okay.
don't want to say.
Well, he was front. He didn't. We weren't wearing a sock.
Well, the Instagram audience couldn't see my wiener.
But it was out.
It was a yes, but.
But it was a picture from the back.
It was my butt. So basically, I was hiking in Zion National Park in Utah. It's one of the most beautiful, breathtaking views. Once you hike up to the top, it's like a 4-hour situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we get up to the top.
4-hour situation.
We get up to the top, and I gave my phone to my buddy Sean, and I dropped my drawers, and I asked him to snap a photo from the back because I wanted to be one with nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I snapped this photo. I post it to Instagram. Instantly, I get a screenshot. I'm talking within 2 minutes. My girlfriend screenshotted it and texted it to me and said, in all caps, hypocrite. And I was like, whoa, whoa,
interesting.
Whoa.
Interesting.
2 years ago, my girlfriend did a nude modeling
What's
situation.
What's her last name?
Fuck you. That's what her last
That's
name
tremendous.
Is.
Good for it's, you, Johnny.
I hate you. I don't even
Why?
Want to look at you.
Why is that a bad thing?
All right. So she did this thing where she got naked in front of a class and then they painted her.
Oh, I have friends that do that.
Okay. At the time, I wasn't very stoked about it. And I definitely had an opinion on it. I wasn't happy she was doing it. I didn't want her to do it again. I still don't want her to pursue that.
Okay.
And she said that it was a double standard. Because why should I be able to post a naked picture to Instagram mm-hmm. if she can't nude model?
I just like to say that it currently has 639 likes.
Yes.
And these cheeks.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say it right now.
Are you zooming in on my
they're
butt?
They're right there. Look at those cheeks.
Oh, God.
Look at those cheeks. You can almost see in between.
Chris,
there's
did
a little,
you,
there's
did,
a little something
did you on. Like that photo?
Oh, yeah.
You threw me an L? Did you throw me a C?
I threw you an L, and I threw you a comment by saying that this is the Playgirl cover, Nature Edition.
I saw that comment roll through. Lexi, did you like that photo? Or
I didn't.
Did you see it? Did you see it?
Maybe, yeah, maybe no,
you
missed, I saw it.
Did you miss it in the feed?
No, I saw it.
It's just at John Mingione on Instagram.
I saw his comment, too. It was great. It was
oh,
great.
You read the you yeah. read all the comments.
No, I read... yours, you know where it's like yours is right at the bottom?
Because
it's the most recent or whatever mm-hmm. it is.
Chris's so coincidentally that. Happened to be the first comment of the many that you saw. And then you skipped over that Instagram post. You're supposed to support me as your friend. Anyway.
I support you. I just didn't know if... Like, I felt weird liking it because it means that I like your ass.
No.
Like, I just feel weird
okay.
about it.
Right, so
I don't know.
Back to the double
she
standard
She feels
portion.
Weird about your ass. Yes. So Brittany's up in front of... the crowd.
Well, now we're throwing her name out there.
Sorry.
So people Google her nude modeling career. No,
I
no,
could totally take that.
No, no, no. Leave it. Leave,
right,
it
right, right.
Leave it in. Leave it in.
Britney Spears is up in front of everybody.
So
and she's her tits are out.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So which is funny because she also did like this project for a friend. One of her girlfriends is a photographer, and she was doing a project on desexualizing breasts and asked if Britney would be a part of this. And Britney said yes. So it's this girl came to Britney's house and took pictures of her, like holding her cat, like just doing things around the house, topless. And I was not cool. And she was like, that's the whole point. It's supposed to be, why can a man pop his shirt off, but a woman can't pop her shirt off without it being sexual?
Let's explore this. Why do you have such angst about it? Are you not free with your body and then you feel that others should not be free with theirs, Johnny?
I think Johnny is just very protective of his woman.
Right.
And I don't think he means it as an ownership thing
uh-huh.
or that, but I just feel that it's his girlfriend and he doesn't
right.
want anyone else to see her in the way that he sees her.
I think he's like the seagulls in Finding Nemo. Mine, 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 mine.
So
what do you think about that, Johnny?
Yes, I'm dressed like the seagulls.
mine.
So she does the nude modeling. She does the nude photo shoot,
right.
desexualizing. And I think that they blew up the the desexualizing breasts photo to, like this big. Like, I don't know, Chris, what is that measurement wise?
About 8 inches.
So, about 8 inches.
What happened?
And they had it like in an art exhibit for like a day or two or three. So people were walking in and out of this seeing my girlfriend topless. But the whole point was it was not supposed to be sexual. To me, I was like, all right, so are there digital versions of that picture? Is it on her resume portfolio
right.
website?
Right.
Because if one of my buddies came across her portfolio website and saw her boobs, her right. face is in it.
Oh, shut the
her
fuck up.
Her face is in the shot.
See, no.
So if one of my buddies found that picture, he would probably be putting it in some kind of folder somewhere on his desktop.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. That's a save.
If one of my buddy's girlfriends was nude, a nude model for a photo shoot, and I had access to those pictures, right click, save.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. Definitely.
And so I think
Lexi's giving you such a look right now. We really got to do like a video portion of this and just focus on Lexi's reactions so to Johnny right now.
I think that like, you know, she did it and I'm proud of her that she was able to stand up. I know that it was probably like a self, like she had to stand up in front of a class and that painted her naked. You know, like that's got to be.
That's confidence right
it's
there.
It's a confidence thing.
That's big dick energy.
So she has big dick energy.
Mm-hmm.
But as the boyfriend, I'm just like, oh, but like these young 20-something dudes are looking at my naked girlfriend and it's just weird.
I see completely both sides to this now that I'm like sitting back and listening.
But as the therapist.
Yeah, as a therapist.
Tell me how
that
makes you feel.
Your girlfriend's was, in her mind at least, hers was an art and creativity and it was supposed to, it was just a different approach than you. You were just being dumb and pulling down your pants and putting it on your social media where everyone can see and there's no really art or creativity to that. Her being painted by a lot of people and being nude, just like you said, with desexualizing and all that. I just think the approach was completely different. And like the goal out of the photo is completely different. Hers was supposed to be art. Yours was just being obnoxious and going on your social media.
What's rough is that now, though, I do understand. That was a great point, by the way. And to jump off of Lexi's point. To jump off
I'm
of Lexi's
good
point.
With that.
No, but it was a great point. But to jump off of Lexi's point, I now can't say shit, though.
Right.
Because I've posted this nude, and she's like, what if I wanted to post a nude to Instagram? What if I wanted to post my butt to Instagram? Says Brittany.
How would you feel?
Would you be upset?
If she had that exact same photo, only...
I honestly would probably be kind of bummed.
Why?
Because that's what a double standard is. And and to be honest, I think like the way that I always... I'm totally wrong. I understand that I'm wrong,
no,
at least.
There's no wrong here.
Because I know that when I pull my pants down and I took a photo of my butt on Instagram, at John Mangione, if you want to follow me, I don't follow back. But anyway, like, I have the photo up there for... I will follow you back if you don't follow me. But I have that photo up there for comedy. I want to make people laugh at my butt, at mm-hmm. my expense.
Mm-hmm.
When a girl... Oftentimes, when a girl posts nudes, it's
her,
not...
Yeah.
Right, she's doing it for cry for attention.
Maybe cry for attention,
cry
but
for
also,
attention.
Like, a woman's body is beautiful
gorgeous,
to me, and
gorgeous.
A man's body is hilarious.
I would agree with that.
So... But I can't say shit if she wants to post a nude, and I told her this. I'm like, I obviously can't say anything.
So now, is this only giving her the boundaries to post nude from the backside, or can she post nude from the front side?
Dude, she, at this point, and she knows this, she can and will, obviously, as you've seen, do whatever the fuck she wants without me saying boo. I'll feel a certain way, but I bet you she's felt a certain kind of way about people seeing my butt.
Johnny, let me ask you this question.
Hi, Chris.
You go out on Thursday night, right? Which is a couple days from now. You don't have work on Friday,
sure.
right? You and your significant other, Brittany, you say, baby, I'm going to take you out for sushi. We're going to go hang out. Then we're going to go on my rooftop and
just
drink tequila.
She hates sushi.
We're going to go out for barbecue.
There you go.
And then we're going to go drink tequila on my rooftop and make love to each other all night. My roommates aren't in town. We're just going to have a really, really nice night.
Yeah, okay.
She shows up at your apartment wearing a tube top and little boy shorts. Little
okay.
short shorts, okay? And she's got heels on that go all the way up to her knee. Like she's essentially dressed like a porn star.
You're describing a hooker.
I'm just being serious.
So your hooker girlfriend walks in.
Yeah, she's dressed very... my point is she's dressed very provocatively.
Okay.
You go out for the night. Every single person, man and woman, stares at your girlfriend up and down every inch while you're talking to her at dinner. Not sitting on the same side, by the
right,
way. You're
yeah,
sitting across because what are you, an animal?
Call back.
Come on, what are you, an animal? You sit across from them staring at Brittany, how beautiful she is. You're singing Blink-182 lyrics to
oh,
her,
yeah.
whatever it is. You're like, you're talking about Mark Hoppus's latest tweet.
Boom.
Are you upset at her for dressing provocatively and having people look at her. Because for me, I would love that because that's who I'm bringing home and that's who I'm with. And you can look at the piece of art all you want, but it's mine.
I see what you're saying.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think that... I think I feel indifferent to it. I mean, first and foremost, she wouldn't really dress like a slut. Like,
just asking. Hey now,
tread very carefully.
It's very hot out summer, Johnny.
What did I say?
Very hot out, Johnny.
Because any woman, I get that there is provocative dressing, and I get that there isn't, and I'm totally agreed with that. But saying that dressing that way, which is like the new style today, mm-hmm. is dressing like a slut.
It's like a girl going
to
an EDM show.
Wait, sorry.
You gotta be careful.
If a girl went to an indoor bar wearing boy shorts and a tube top and high heels, that's not dressing like a slut?
First of all, I've worn shorts.
Shorts. That's underwear, basically.
But is that's what you meant, or you meant jean shorts? I took that as jean shorts that were just
I literally mean you have a little thing on top.
Oh, the picture that Chris is showing is way more clothing. I was picturing her basically in a bikini in the bar.
That's fine.
I was picturing a bikini Britney.
Okay.
But not for nothing, guys and girls may check out your girlfriend if she's fully clothed.
Right. So I think I'm more with Chris. I'm sorry, but I'm going to publicly apologize for the slut word that was used just previously there. But I think that, Chris, I don't think that I would be like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you can't wear that. What's the word I'm looking for?
Wait, you wouldn't be like overprotective, controlling.
Controlling. Yeah, that's it. I wouldn't be controlling because, again, she would do whatever the fuck she wants.
Of course.
You know,
but I'm saying
person.
You would appreciate that people were like staring at her and you'd be like, I'm going to take you home and we are going to water those succulents.
Oh,
like,
boy.
You have no idea.
Like, those are literal succulents. Mm-hmm. That wasn't like a sexual innuendo. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally love water.
We're going to take the special water.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to like.
The distilled?
We're going to distill water.
For the Venus flytrap.
Pour it real slow. Uh-huh. Just so it doesn't overflow.
I literally make her watch me feed my Venus flytrap. And I'm like, do you want to watch me feed the Venus flytrap? And she's like, no. But anyway, so I know you guys are in some kind of I know you both have people. Are there double standards in your lives at all? Or?
Well, now that I'm hearing your story, I don't know. I think my boyfriend and I are very much on the same page with most things.
You trying to like one-up me with
no,
your relationship?
No,
you
fucking,
you
I think, no, Lexi, not at all. I don't know.
I think you guys have a very good relationship, judging from outside stuff, and I've never seen you guys like together. She posted something on Instagram this past weekend where I guess there's like a netting in between her house and the outside coming from the sliding glass door.
Oh, yeah, that's
And
funny.
He just walked in and went, wha-pow, walked right through. And she's like, why not? And I think that speaks to their relationship of like, he does things and she's just like, that's fucking adorable. Like, did you see he just sneezed? He's a god.
Love him.
He's a Greek god.
But I guess, because I know when we talked about this outside, this topic came up. Mm-hmm. But
define we, Lexi.
Sorry, Johnny and I. Well, when we were just talking in general when he said...
I'm only fucking with you.
Anyway, but you were saying... So I don't want to call you out and you can shut me up once I start, but you're in your relationship, strip clubs is okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to like cross...
No,
No,
well, I've discussed like... Like, my girlfriend's cool if I want to go to a strip club.
Will she go with you?
With her.
Yeah, and vice versa. Yeah, that's totally fine.
Have you been?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Together?
No, not yet. But we would totally do that. She was at a female strip club just last year in Vegas. But that's how we roll. That's why. But anyway, what were you going to say?
So I
don't like your little preface, by the way. Like, you basically said that your relationship is better than mine.
No, I didn't.
That's what just happened.
And if that came off that way, I'm going to also publicly apologize. I just meant that.
No, don't publicly. Just personally apologize to me. That was hurtful.
Oh. Well, I didn't mean to hurt you, and I don't think I meant it to come off that way at all. I think you're being a little bit dramatic.
I'm not being dramatic.
But I didn't mean that at all.
So, double standards. Yeah. Do you think that there's a double standard in your relationship at all?
I mean, I'm sure.
No, we're perfect, and John's relationship is fucking stupid, and everybody's fucking dumb.
I didn't say that, and you're putting words in my mouth, and you're crossing a line.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Let's talk about the strippers.
But I was just going to say, like, we both, you know, it's... And I don't want to either... God, I gotta
got
my
this.
Thoughts together. We both agree that we're not going to go to strip clubs.
Oh, really? Why
so,
not?
So
why would you say?
I'm not,
why would you say that?
Wait, what?
I'm not totally mad if he were to go every once in a while with his guys, whatever. Do mm-hmm. I really want to know about it? Not particularly.
Okay.
Nice. Good usage of the word.
But I said, okay, well, if you go to a strip club, then I can go to a strip club with my girls.
Of course. But why does it have to be tit for tat?
Because... Well, I'm saying if he wants to go, he can't get mad if I go, and he doesn't want me to go to a strip club.
What if he got mad that you went to Five Below?
What is Five Below again?
A candy store?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know
what if the he got what if he got what that. If he got mad at you for going to ShopRite or Food Town or Stop and Shop or Walgreens or.
I think that's so different.
Why? 'Cause
this is a place where there's people that are naked and maybe grinding on you and touching you in ways that you don't want.
Point taken.
To, you know, Five Point Below taken. Is a candy store.
Point taken.
Okay. Well, wait, did
you... I don't really know where that was going.
I was just saying, like...
You're messing with me.
No, I was messing with you a little bit, but I was just simply saying, like, you were upset at him just going someplace. I just see that as going someplace because...
I gotcha.
It doesn't mean he doesn't love you any less. It doesn't mean that he doesn't want to be with you and love you and text you, like, baby, I just can't wait to come home
and
to
I'm
you.
And I'm not one to sit him down and start yelling at him for doing that. I'm not like that.
Does anybody ever sit anybody down? Like, I'm going to sit you down and reprimand you.
I think he was just so mad that I accidentally offended him, so now he's attacking my relationship.
Wait,
so
what? No, that was a general...
I'm gonna sit you down.
But no.
I don't sit my girlfriend down. You only sit your boyfriend down.
Oh boy, wow, feisty.
Let's wrap up with these final comments here for double standards. So, Johnny, do you think that there are double standards in your relationship that you need to work on, or do you think there are double standards in general that you see?
Well, yeah, the nude modeling, the whole thing. I just said. Wait, sorry, I'm not done here with Lexi. I'm sorry. I know that we have a time thing, but I'm breaking format.
What?
You didn't say everything that we talked about.
No, in the very beginning of our relationship, when we weren't official yet, he went.
So he went, Chris, and then Lexi said, "Well, I want to go," and then he said, "No, you can't go."
Right.
And Lexi was like, "I want dick swinging in my face."
I didn't say that.
You said something along those lines.
It's more going with the ladies and having camaraderie and like being out with the girls.
No,
I think that's what I think it is.
I think he just in his head he goes, "I don't want a guy all up on you, half naked." And I don't want a girl all up on him half naked.
Mm-hmm.
I get it's fun and joking around and whatever, but if we're both on the same page with it, then I think it's fine.
Lexi, what if he watches porn at his house?
Ooh, that's different.
What if he literally goes home
I'm sure
we're not gonna ask questions with him today. Like he's had a really long day. He's just gonna go home, shower, watch TV, and watch some porn and go to sleep.
Are you asking if I care?
Mm-hmm. And he calls you, and he calls you, and he's like, "I just destroyed myself. I have to go to bed."
That doesn't happen.
Like, what would you feel about that?
I think that's fine. I mean, I guess masturbating is completely fine,
mm-hmm.
but to an extent,
natural.
I mean, if you're doing it 6 times a week, then I think that's a problem.
Oh, Jesus Christ, really?
But I mean,
that's a problem. Six times a week.
But he sees me 7 times a week, so I don't really understand why you would need that.
By sees me, does that imply... Okay,
no,
you know what? We're not going to...
No,
Lexi's mom listens,
I don't
so.
Want to get like into that, but I think there's an extent.
Let's
I definitely think there's
it,
an extent.
But you think
but do
doing
I
that, you think doing that literally 7 times a week is a lot?
Now
he's
upped it to 7. Did you notice that Chris said, you think you're doing it 9 to 12 times a week is weird? Or, what, anything? Friends? Guys?
Whatever days of the week times 2. And that should tell you the story you need to know. So it's your mom's guilty pleasures. It's Lexi Peveraro. It's John Mingione. It is Chris Libertini. And we are doing a podcast. It's on Stitcher. It's on Google Play. It's on iTunes. It's on the OG Podcast Network.
No,
we are literally everywhere. Johnny's mom listens to us. Lexi's mom listens to us.
Probably
and my
not anymore,
mom...
But yeah.
My mom turns it off after 5 minutes and goes, "You guys curse too much."
Oh.
All right, we'll see you next time on your mom's guilty pleasures.
Bye.
Fuck. Goodbye.
Sorry.
Fuck.